This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got high water and some pretty warm temperatures predicted for this week, but it's really not affecting the fishing all that much at most of our larger lakes. The smaller ones are maybe taking a bit of a hit. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. And as we said, we've got some pretty good fishing, particularly at some of our larger lakes. We'll talk about that in a little more depth regarding our core lakes later in the program, but right now, lakes like Litchfield's Lake Lou Yeager, Hillsborough's Glen Shoals Lake, some of the bigger lakes, Otter Lake, they're catching some pretty good numbers of fish right now, but primarily early in the morning, late in the evening. Cat fishermen are going out at night and also finding some success. The fishing bite has been pretty good for this time of year. The bluegill bite, too, anglers are going out and enjoying some pretty good success. So that's another option. Crickets, redworms, and mealworms, try those at most of our local lakes. And the bass bite, it is indeed truly a morning and evening affair. And angling success has been pretty good most days. It's just sort of a hit and miss affair during the summer, as anyone can predict that's been out there before during the summer months. And if you're interested in how things are going at Carlisle, we've had some high water there throughout the spring and summer, and that situation has not changed all that much. In fact, it's changed very little in recent weeks. And this situation is likely to continue through July and much of August. Above normal water levels continue to create problems for campers and boaters at Carlisle Lake. The high water came in mid-June and have changed very little since. The St. Louis District Water Control Operations had made the decision to reduce releases to allow the fields to dry and be planted by July 15th. These are the downstream fields, and that is really what the lake was built for. And with the current release plan, Carlisle Lake is expected to reach normal summer pool by mid to late August right now. Due to the elevated pool, only portions of the Dam West and Boulder campgrounds are open. The entire Coles Creek campground remains closed, and camping is still permitted at the McNair and Dam East Spillway campgrounds. In addition, several private campgrounds around the lake remain open. Hazlet State Park is also open. The Dam West Apache Boulder High Water Boat Ramps are open, along with Horseshoe Island, Keysport, General Dean, and the City of Carlisle Boat Ramps. Other areas closed due to the elevated pools include several township roads around the lake, the Lake View, the Maple Grove Fishing Piers, Coles Creek Recreation Area, and the Keysport, Coles Creek Dam West, and McNair Beaches. And without additional rainfall, the Corps hopes to begin opening areas later this month, in fact. And due to the water level, many breakwaters and other facilities have been overtopped by water, and caution should be used when boating near these and other submerged structures. Boaters need to be familiar with the location of these structures and before launching, and must stay clear of inundated recreation areas and beaches. And boaters should also watch for floating logs and other debris. Now, at Lake Shelbyville, they have high water, but it crested earlier this month, and the campgrounds at Lake Shelbyville remain open. They've not been affected by the high water. Now, if you want more information about Carlisle Lake and how things are going over there, if you're looking for a campsite, give them a call at the Carlisle Lake Project Office at 618-594-2484. Also, the new hunting booklets are available online now if you're interested in some of the upcoming hunting dates as far as seasons. The 2011-2012 edition of the Illinois Digest of Hunting and Trapping Regulations is now available online through the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Copies of the free booklet will also be available at IDNR for offices in coming weeks, and individuals can also pick up a copy at Conservation World at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, August 12th through the 21st, and the DuQuoin State Fair, August 26th through September 5th. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
Your friends at M&M Service Company want to take this time to thank you for your patronage this growing season. With farming, there are many challenges, and this year is no exception. The entire staff in M&M Service salute you for a job well done. Thank you for making M&M Service Company a part of your farming operation. M&M Service, your farmer-owned cooperative, serving Macoupin, Madison, and Montgomery counties.
Okay, we're back. And as we mentioned earlier, warm weather has been the situation for fishing in many of our lakes, but it seems to have not affected the fishing at Illinois' three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Lake Shelbyville now, the lake is up about 7 feet, and at this point it typically floods the willows along the shoreline, and the white bass are just waiting outside the willows and attacking the shad as they venture out. You might try targeting the willows on points or flats. In addition, the lake has seen a new shad fry hatch and white bass buster going on strong, but with this hot weather they are doing this much earlier in the morning, right at first light and then right at dusk. It's common to put over 100 fish in the cooler in less than an hour if you can get on top of one of these shad bust. And the white bass bite will extend right on now through summer with the high water. As for the walleye, anglers are getting a fish or two each day and could get more if they wanted to pull night crawler rigs. But with a white bass bite so hot right now, most fishermen are just going after the white bass. And the crappie, believe it or not, they're coming in pretty good numbers, but they're being caught very deep on jigs tipped with a minnow. Most fish are coming in about 20 to 25 feet on main lake trees. A quarter-ounce jig really helps in getting the bait down where it belongs. And the catfish bite, it too has been good, particularly in the evening hours in through dark. Even though the hot fishing remains good, and if it's anything like last year, it will remain good, particularly on the white bass, right through August and well into September. At Carlisle Lake, high water again here, as we talked about earlier. In the lake, the catfish bite has been very good recently. They're catching these in night crawlers, cheese baits, and leeches. Pole and line anglers are anyway. Trot liners are using leeches and cut bait. Some anglers are drifting with shrimp. Some fair crappie action reported. They're being caught on minnows and tube jigs, and some very good white bass action. They're starting to turn on in the lake. Crankbaits or slab spoons fished over the humps have been producing some nice catches. Minnows in a floating light are also producing some pretty good catches at night around the trestles. In the tailwater, white bass are rated very good. Continues to be very good in the river on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. And they're seeing a lot of nice hybrids coming in right now. The catfish bite is rated good. They're active in the river on shad, cut shad, night crawlers. Commercial baits like Geno's and Sunny's is also working pretty good since the weather is warming. And the crappie bite, still good in the river. However, there are some days there are a lot of small crappie showing up. Jigs tipped with minnows working pretty good. And the sauger bite remains very good in the tailwaters with anglers fishing vertically with curly tails tipped with a minnow or night crawler. Some anglers are trolling bandit crankbaits and they're catching fish as well. More good action coming from Wren Lake. The bite is good. The fish are being caught in deeper water on the stake beds, the crappie are anyway, and brush piles, anywhere from 8 to 16 feet of water. Some can be caught deeper under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge and the Gun Creek Bridge. They're biting on minnows and jigs about equally well right now, and this is a summer pattern that should continue until well into October. The catfish bite is good as well. Some fish are being caught shallow, but most are beginning to move out now. If you're fishing from the bank, as has been the case throughout the spring and summer, the Waltonville Dam, the Bonnie Dam, and the Ina boat ramps are good spots. If fishing from a boat, trot liners and jugs, try fishing outside the Ina and Bonnie areas. You're sure to catch some channel catfish, and try to use the wind as your advantage. Bass bite, it too has been pretty good here recently. It's really getting right for bass fishing. The fish are setting up in their summer haunts in the deeper locations on the main lake points in about 4 to 6 feet of water. It's been a very unusual year on the water, and just locating a few catchable fish has been a struggle. However, now that the spawn is behind us, the shoreline cover still has some water on it, and the fish can be found in many places. Areas that have good shoreline cover on or very near a main lake point seem to be producing better fish and more numbers of small ones as well. Early in the morning, try popping or chugging type baits, and later in the day, plastic worms, jig and pork combinations doing the trick there. So as you can see, we've got some great fishing. Be aware that the heat's going to be intense this week. Early morning, late evening hours are probably the best and the safest times to get out there. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.